All right. So everyone's lying on their back, but what I actually want you to do is come up to sitting to start off with. Very novel. And sit with your legs long and your legs spread. There you go. Sort of as if, you want to do a forward bend in the yoga pose. And just here, now, try arching your back and protruding your stomach and feeling. It's very, very, very difficult to do. Most people are rounded in their backs in this position. And just try to protrude your stomach. Think of bringing your stomach forward and arching a little bit in your low back. You could even try bringing your arms straight out in front of you, horizontal, parallel to the floor, and just reaching a little bit with the bottom part of your arms and feel like it's creating a little bit of an arch in the back. And this is kind of a test movement. We're going to come back to this. So it's very, very difficult, but pay attention. So a couple of things to notice are also, how straight are the legs? Is there space under the knees? And, how easy it is to generate a little bit of that. As you arch your back, you're also going to feel that you roll a little bit on your pelvis, or not. And once you just get a sense of that, we're not stretching here or anything like that, just get a sense for it, and then lie on your back. Get cozy on the back, make yourself comfortable. Sense how you're being in contact with the floor this evening. Feel how your shoulders are lying. The spine down to the pelvis. Is one side of the pelvis pressing more into the floor than the other? And then also check out the legs. How are the legs growing out of you? How are the legs growing out of the pelvis? How much contact do the legs make? Is there space under the knee? Is there space under the ankle? Try to track your leg up from your knee into your pelvis and see where is it that your leg makes connection with your pelvis. See if you can find that on one side. One side may be easier. Pick the easier side. And then try it on the other, scan it on the other side. Visualize it on the other side. Track up from your knee along the length of your femur. That's the leg bone. Into your pelvis. And now also really gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Doesn't have to be to the entire range of motion, but roll, feeling the quality of the movement. How easy is it to roll? Get a sense for that. And leave it. Okay. Now, let's stand both of the feet so that your knees are pointed to the ceiling. And stand them in a place where it's comfortable to have the feet standing there. You could stay here for a nice long time. Okay. And now what I'd like for you to do is, just like when we started out sitting, we did this arching of the back to tilt the pelvis. What I'd like for you to do is arch your back to protrude your abdomen, which will tilt your pelvis downward. And bring it back. And repeat this motion a number of times. So what you want to do is you want to create a space under your low back so that, what Moshe would call it, is that so you could have a mouse running under your low back. If you've done the pelvic clock lessons, you will recognize this as being the 6 o'clock position in a pelvic clock. Okay, pause. Leave that for a moment. Bring the pelvis back to neutral. And now let's go the other direction. So now press the low back into the floor and thereby tilting the pelvis up a little bit. And this is the 12 o'clock position in a pelvic clock. So now let's go back and forth between 12 and 6. It doesn't have to be the biggest range of motion that you can. Just a nice, clear 12 and 6 movement. When you do this, try not to press with your feet. So the movement's coming from the center part of you. It's not coming from your feet or from your legs. It's the center part of you that's moving the pelvis in this way. Okay, leave that and let your legs go long. Sense any changes that you may feel lying now, how your legs are oriented, how your low back is making contact with the floor. Okay, let's stand both the feet again. And I'm going to give the directions for the right leg, but if there's one leg that, if the left leg is really that much easier than the right leg, then just go ahead and switch my directions. So in a place where the feet are comfortable, what I want you to do is I want you to lift the front of your right foot from the floor, leaving the heel, and return it. And just repeat this motion a number of times. Just lift the front of your foot and lower it. And as you're doing this, pay attention to the right side of your pelvis and the right side of your lower back. Does this movement of lifting the foot create a resonance, create a movement in that region? So pause for a second, leave the feet standing. Lengthen the left leg. And in this position, repeat the movement of lifting the front of your right foot and lowering it, lifting and lowering it. Now with the left leg long, it's going to change the movement. The left side of the pelvis is now going to be doing something different, and it slightly changes the movement and how it resonates through. So now, as you lift the front of the foot, tilt your pelvis to 12 o'clock. So bring the low back, the right side of the low back, into the floor. So you're not pressing through the foot. You're just lifting. You're lifting the front of the foot, and just gently bringing the pelvis to 12 o'clock, or letting the pelvis tilt a little bit up so that the low back on the right side in particular presses into the floor. And what this is doing really is it's just going with the natural movement that you would want to have. As much as possible, let the left leg be still. Let the left leg just be tranquil. If you can, find a way to actually make the movement even smaller. Can you make the movement smaller, but have it be clear? Okay, pause. Leave your legs standing, though. Just pause. Rest with your foot standing. Now, let's lift the front of the right foot again, but now let's take the pelvis in the opposite direction. So we're going to take the pelvis to 6 o'clock. We're going to protrude the abdomen and arch the back as you lift the front of the right foot off of the floor. And this is more difficult to do. So lift the front of the right foot from the floor and protrude the abdomen to create a little arch in the low back. The pelvis tilts down towards 6 o'clock. Very nice. And as you do this, pay attention to that place where the femur connects into the pelvis, the hip joint. And don't ask it to do anything, but just pay attention to it. Soften it. And do it one or two more times, and you just feel it nice and clearly. And then let your leg go long and rest. Now bend both feet again. Bring them to standing. Bend both knees. Bring your feet to standing so your knees are pointed to the ceiling. And now just lift the front of the right foot again just any old way you want. Just do it a couple times. Just sense, what is this like now? Is it any different from when you first tried lifting the right foot? Okay, pause. Now let's lift the front of the left foot and lower it. How is this different? Maybe it's easier. Maybe it's harder. Maybe you lift the front of the foot in a different way than you do on the other one. Go back and try lifting the right foot to see. All right. Now, let the right leg go long and continue lifting the front of the left foot. And just repeat this movement nice and easy in a way that you could just keep doing it in a way that doesn't strain. You're able to breathe. And now bring the low back on the left side to the floor, which means bring the pelvis more towards 12 o'clock as you lift the front of the left foot. Very nice. As much as possible, try and keep that right leg quiet. So the right leg's not involved in this motion. It's just lying on the ground, happy as a clam. Just very gently tilt the pelvis as the foot lifts. And feel that movement nice and clearly. Now let's switch it. So, as you tilt the foot, arch the low back, protrude the abdomen, and tilt the pelvis so that it goes towards 6 o'clock. And make this as clear. It doesn't have to be a big movement, of course, but just make this as clear as possible for you. sense inside that hip joint where the femur connects into the pelvis as you do this. See what's happening there. Make sure you're breathing. You're not holding in your chest. Nothing else is fixed. And pause and leave it. Let both legs go long and rest. Now, we've done movements inside the hip joint. The movements have been relatively small movements, but we've done them with attention. And so sense now your pelvis and how your pelvis, how the legs grow out of your pelvis, your hip joints, and what kind of awareness you have there now. Does your pelvis perhaps feel a little wider? Is there a little bit more clarity in how your legs grow out? Are your legs lying a little bit more softly on the floor? Roll your head left to the right and see how that is. Has clarifying the hip joints created an increased ease in how the head rolls? Leave that. All right, let's stand both legs. And now, lift the right foot from the floor, the entire foot now, to bring the knee a little bit closer to the chest. And grab your knee with both hands. Anywhere that's comfortable. And now, and give some slack to the knee. So like, you're not trying to pull your knee towards your chest. You want your knee to be kind of vertical. The leg to be kind of vertical. So give some slack to your fingers. And hold a little higher up on the kneecap or something like that, because what we want is, we don't want you to be pulling the knee into the chest. So maybe, like, yeah, you know, you could straighten your arms a little bit more, open up your fingers or something. No, but you want it to be on top though, yeah. So try this. Try taking your knee and bringing it a little bit left and right. Or maybe even making a tiny little circle with the knee. You know, this is how we want to do it. All right. So now let's just leave that. Well, we have the grip. That's really all I wanted to do this for, is so that we had the grip. So now, bring your knee gently towards your chest and feel what happens. Just a little bit, whatever is comfortable, and feel it and bring it back. So just repeat this movement a number of times. Bring your knee towards your chest. And you're going to feel your pelvis and your low back respond. As you bring your knee to the chest, the low back on the right is going to come into the floor. And the pelvis is going to tilt towards 12 o'clock. Okay. So pause. Now. And hold the knee in that place that's sort of quasi-vertical. The leg vertical. Now, leaving the knee in place, arch your low back to protrude the abdomen and take the pelvis towards 6 o'clock. Now, this is difficult. So do it and come back. And repeat that movement many times. So the idea is that the knee does not move. The knee is fixed in space. What you're doing now is you're arching the back to protrude the abdomen and tilting the pelvis a little bit in the process. Okay, pause. Let your right foot stand on the floor and just take a pause right now. So the first movement that we did when we brought the knee to the chest was basically flexing the hip joint to bring the knee to the chest. And so the movement is initiated from the leg. When we hold the knee straight above us and arch the back, we're doing the same motion inside the hip joint, but we're initiating the movement from the center of us instead. It's a common trick that's used in Feldenkrais to generate awareness. Okay, let's come to that same position. Let's take the right leg, interlace your fingers, hold the kneecap, keep your knee vertical, and repeat this. So now arch your back, protrude your abdomen, but hold your knee, keep your knee in place. So you take your pelvis towards 6 o'clock as you arch your back and protrude your abdomen. The knee just stays in place. Now, the next step is very difficult, and you might want to, if you can, back off on your knee just a little bit more. So, like, let your knee go a little bit further away from you. But as you protrude the abdomen, now, with your hands, bring your knee a little bit closer to your chest. So you arch your back, protrude your abdomen, and bring your knee a little closer to the chest, and come back. Repeat that movement a couple of times. Make sure you're breathing. This is very difficult to do. And the key is that you don't have to do a big movement. If you move the knee 1 centimeter, that's plenty. The key is also not to stretch. Because we're training the nervous system is going to learn something new if it feels that both the center of you and your leg are initiating movement at the same time. And let that go. Let your foot go standing. And then let your legs go long. Roll your head to the left and to the right. Is one side a little bit easier now than the other? Leave that and just sense how your pelvis is making contact with the floor, your low back. Sense how your right leg and your left leg are growing out. Is there a difference between the two? How they're growing out of the pelvis? Stand the feet. Bring your left knee a little closer to the chest. Grab your kneecap with your fingers. And then back off on your fingers a little bit so that your kneecap can be sort of quasi-vertical. Your knee, your femur, your leg bone is pointing quasi-vertical. Alright. So in this position now, with your hands, bring your knee a little bit closer to the chest and return. And just keep your body soft, keep your breathing soft, your chest is soft. And your body is naturally going to respond. You, not your body, you are naturally going to respond to this. Your pelvis is going to tilt towards 12 o'clock. and your low back is going to press a little bit more into the floor. All right, pause. Now, keeping your knee fixed, keeping your knee in space, the same exact point. If I were to come up to you and put my finger on top of your kneecap and just leave my finger there, your knee would not move. Now, in keeping the kneecap in fixed in space, arch your back to protrude your abdomen to bring the pelvis towards 6 o'clock. And this is challenging. Don't hold your breath. I shouldn't say don't hold your breath. Make sure to breathe. Let go of any excess tension that you might have. Keep protruding the abdomen to arch the back. And you're going to feel movement inside that hip joint. And it doesn't matter how big the movement is. The only thing that's important is to sense it and feel it. Which means that it's okay even to imagine the movement. Okay. Pause. Put your foot standing. Let go of your knee and put the foot standing. And now raise your knee towards your chest again, towards that vertical position. Grab it with your fingers. And now arch your back to protrude the abdomen, to tilt the pelvis. And as you do that, bring your knee slightly closer to your chest. This is very challenging to do for most people. And so it doesn't matter, again, how big this movement is. Only that you sense it. So that your nervous system develops an understanding. Of all the different options of how movement can be initiated through the hip joint. And what this does is it softens the hip joint. You know, bring back into your visualization the idea of a mouse running under the low back. Now, you may not be arching your back that much, but don't forget that sort of idea. Now, pause. Let your foot stand again. Now lift that left foot again. Grab it with your hand, with your knee with your hands. And now just pull the knee towards the chest however you want. Just pull the knee with your hands towards the chest. And just feel, is that any different now? Is it easier? Is it softer? And once or twice is good. And you can let it go. And let your legs go long. Roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Is the smoothness changing? Is it increasing? bless you. Leave that, and then, you know, get the whole sense of yourself. But particularly sense the left side of your pelvis, your left hip joint, and how your leg grows out of your pelvis. How's your leg lying? What's the space under the kneecap like? How are the feet turned out? Okay, so now let's roll onto the left side of the body. Let's have the knees up at 90 degrees, bent at 90 degrees, and rest your head on your arm or on some pads. If you can, have your arm long above you. Your bottom arm long above you. Alright. So now, fully on the side. Fully on the left side. So that the knees are stacked, one on top of each other. The legs are together. Knees are stacked. The hip joints are bent at about 90 degrees. So your knees are, your legs are coming out 90 degrees from your torso. And your knees are bent at about 90 degrees as well. So nice and cozy in this position. So this position here on our side is now kind of approximating the position that we had when we were on the back, bringing the knees to the chest. So now what I want you to do here is I want you to arch your back, to protrude the abdomen, and tilt the pelvis towards 6 o'clock. Now pretend that there is a floor making contact with your back, and then it becomes a little bit clearer. So you want to arch your back, your low back, to protrude the abdomen and tilt your pelvis a little bit towards 6 o'clock, and bring it back. Okay, pause and leave that. And now take your right leg, your right knee, and slide it up just an inch or two so that the right leg is now just an inch or two higher than it was before. And if you can, with your right arm, grab somewhere on the right knee as if you wanted to pull it. In fact, you could even just pull it up an inch and then let it come back. So grab the right knee. There you go. And just pull the right knee up an inch and like let it come back down. So this is very similar to what we were doing on the back, just in a different reference frame to gravity. Yeah? Doesn't have to be a big movement. It can be a very, very small movement. You feel what the pelvis is going to do to respond. Okay, pause. And just keep your hand attached to your knee. So now arch your low back again to protrude your abdomen. Bring your pelvis towards 6 o'clock. And repeat that a couple times. And as you do that, with your arm, can you bring your knee a little closer to your chest? No stretching. Just move it an inch or centimeter is plenty. And just repeat this movement. Breathing. It's soft. It's easy. Can you feel the movement inside the hip joint? And try this just one or two more times. And leave it. And come lie on the back. sense now the differences between your right leg and your left leg, the right hip joint, the left hip joint, the pelvis, the low back. Try rolling your head to the right and to the left. And leave that. And let's roll over onto the right side. We're going to get into the same basic position. Your knees are going to be, your legs are going to be one on top of each other. The hip joints bent at 90 degrees. Your knees bent 90 degrees, a little bit more than 90 degrees. And your head is resting on your arm. So now in this position, already bring your knee up so that you can bring your knee up like another inch, your top knee, your left knee, up an inch, and see if you can hold on to the kneecap with your hand. Okay. Now in this position, initiating the movement with your hand, you don't initiate the movement with your leg, your hand is passively moving your knee up towards your chest. And bring it back. Just sense how that is. Doesn't have to be a big movement. Just a small movement. And pause. That knee, not exactly stacked, maybe the knee just an inch higher than the top knee, an inch higher than the bottom knee. Okay, so now in this position, holding the kneecap with the hand, begin to arch your low back to protrude your abdomen, to have your pelvis go towards 6 o'clock. Imagine that there's a floor. Or imagine your back is against a wall. And you want to go to 6 o'clock and arch your back. You want to be able to have a mouse run between that space and the wall and your low back. It's the same thing. And sense, as you do that, the leg is fixed. Your left leg is fixed. So as you're making that arch in your back and you're moving your the pelvis moves, there's movement inside the hip joint. All right, pause and just rest here like this. Okay, now let's go back to arching the back and protruding the abdomen. But now with your hand, bring your knee a little closer to your chest as you arch the low back and protrude the abdomen. As you bring it up, feel that pelvis going towards 6 o'clock. And sense inside that hip joint the differentiation that's occurring. Breathing easy. One or two more times. And leave it. Lie on your back. Let your legs go long. How are your legs lying now? Do you remember what they were lying like in the beginning of class? What's the distance between the feet like now? How are the legs turned out? If you were to track from your knee up the femur, the leg bone, into the pelvis, like we did before, is that connection how the leg grows out of the pelvis more clear to you now. Okay. Stand your feet. And now, take your right ankle and cross it over your left knee. Your right ankle, and you cross it over the left knee. However it's comfortable. And so, you let the knee, the right knee, fall out to the side, to whatever is comfortable. Alright. Can you guys guess what we're going to do in this position? No. Keep the left foot standing. If you can, put one hand on the right knee, your right hand on the right knee, and your left hand on your right foot or on the thigh. But it's not even important that you do that. And now, arch your low back to protrude your abdomen to take your pelvis towards 6 o'clock in this position. So now it's similar, but it's also very different. Creating a differentiation in the hip joint. But the hip joint starting out in a very different position. So, as you arch your back, protrude your abdomen, take your pelvis towards 6 o'clock. Your knee, the reason your hand is on your knee is so your knee doesn't really move. With your hand, let go of the knee. Put your hands on the floor. And continue doing this movement. What would your knee want to do? Would your knee want to come closer towards you, or would the knee want to come away from you as you arch your back? And as you arch your back and protrude your abdomen, tilting the pelvis, alright, leave it, let your legs go long. And now, with that different alignment in the hip joint, what do you sense now in the right side of your pelvis, and how your leg grows out of the right side? Again, just once or twice, roll your head to the left and to the right and see if that made any difference to how the head rolls. Leave that. Stand both your feet again. And now, let's cross the left ankle over the right knee. And let your knee fall out to the side as much as it can. And since, how is it different on this side? Like, typically our hip joints doing this kinds of movement it's pretty different on one side and the other. There's one side's more tight than the other. But just sense that for yourself and get an understanding. In this position, can you feel how your leg is growing out of your pelvis? Can you sense into the hip joint in this position? And now, arch your low back to protrude your abdomen. Take your pelvis towards 6 o'clock. And maybe it's easier on this side. Maybe it's harder on this side. Just feel. What happens? Just let your knee respond. Your knee can do whatever it wants. But see if you can tell what your knee is doing. Does your knee go away from you? Or does the knee come towards you? Just keep a clear arching of the low back. Okay. Now, with your left hand, take a hold of your left knee. Just the left hand holding onto the left knee. And as you continue doing the arching of the back to protrude the abdomen, keep your knee fixed in space. So your knee, whatever it was doing, your knee doesn't move. Same idea we did when we were just sort of bringing the knee to the chest earlier. So your hand is just keeping your knee in space. Your knee is not allowed to move in space. If I put my finger on your knee, it wouldn't move. And you're arching your low back, protruding your abdomen, tilting your pelvis towards 6 o'clock. And leave this. Bring your legs down. Let your legs go long. Now get a whole sense of yourself, how you're lying. Your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your low back, pelvis. How does your low back grow out of your pelvis? How does your spine grow out of your pelvis? How do your legs grow out of your pelvis? How are the legs making contact with the floor? How's it compared to when we started? Now let's come up to sit. And we started out sitting with the legs long and spread. Like we're in some yoga class or something. Which we're not. But you might want to go to yoga class after this. And now, bring your arms forward. And reach with your arms to arch your lower back and protrude your abdomen. And is it any different now? Try bringing your legs close together. So protrude the abdomen, arch the low back, and feel the pelvis tilting. And that is all.
Help us develop a Buddha belly.